that you may prove what the good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, in today's Mass, the Apostle Saint Paul writes to the Romans that they must always do the will of God. And in this school, you have learned oftentimes that it's not enough just to believe in God. You must also act according to your belief. And Saint Paul today writes how every Christian has to strive to become better and better when he grows up. First being good, then growing acceptable, and becoming finally perfect. In our religion, the Holy Catholic religion, there is no difference between belief and prayer on one hand, and then how you act on the other. Our Holy Catholic religion is what you call a total package. You must both believe and profess your faith, and then also act according to your faith. True Catholics, we are not experiencing their own lifestyles or what would make themselves feel good, but they always obey the rules of God's Church, which God has given them to be followed throughout all ages. Following and doing the will of God is oftentimes very hard, but that's why God has given us grace, which we receive through the sacraments of the Catholic Church and through the Holy Mass. And also in our lives, to get to know all these necessary truths of our religion is oftentimes very hard. We have to study hard and find out these truths so that we could live a life which is according to the will of God and not according to our own will. And children, in this day and age, even many grown-ups don't have a clue what truly is the will of God and how they should act in their lives. But there was once a boy who was 12 years old, who lived very long time ago, and who was much smarter and more wise than all the children and adults put together. And we just heard of him in the Gospel, and he was Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior. Children, in our lives, we want to imitate Jesus. That's what being a Christian means. Christian is a follower of Jesus who comes after his master and does his best to imitate his master. Jesus, even though he was God, and he, as a child, he knew everything, our Lord let his learning become known little by little. In this Gospel we heard today that Jesus proceeded in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. And in our lives, that is what we must also do, children. You, of course, have no trouble advancing in age, that you buy without any effort of your own. But you must work hard to advance in wisdom. And as Saint Paul said today, wisdom is that you know the will of God. Don't be satisfied just being good in your lives. Work also to become acceptable in the sight of God, and work also to finally become perfect. By your own work and by your own effort, you could not do that. But when you grow also in grace, that is, that you go to the Holy Mass and receive the sacraments often, you have everything what it takes to become perfect in the eyes of God, that is, that you are a true Christian, a follower of Jesus, who will one day be taken into heaven. So, once again, children, it is not enough just to believe. You need also act according to your beliefs. Just like Jesus grew up to carry that heavy cross so that we might have that great hope of salvation. So act well, grow in grace, and you'll become a true Christian who will one day reach heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.